CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Holline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, guides us immediately to the imminent results from the election in Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, for president. There were seven candidates. I will check to see how many are now, but the overall favorite from these last weeks was a man, a cleric, who was once upon a time presented as the hanging judge, Ebrahim Raisi. The question now is, what does this mean for the future relations of Iran in the region and also the pending JCPOA deal with the Biden administration, a president, if it happens, who's associated with mass murder? Malcolm, help me.
Well, you've summarized it very well, that Raisi is a throwback to Ahmadinejad and much worse. After the, portrayal of Rouhani as a moderate, which he wasn't, but I guess relative to Ahmadinejad might have been, this guy comes with a tremendous track record of evil, of murder, of especially in 1988 when they killed at least 5,000 dissidents. And he is said to have played a special role in that. The number came from Amnesty, but others talk about even higher numbers. He is a security hawk, and he was one of the four judges that oversaw the execution of these political prisoners 32 years ago. And Raisi is seen as a key in the system of jails and tortures and the killing of those who criticize state policy. He's also the guy who headed the legal system in suppression that followed the worst unrest in since the Islamic Revolution in 79. So he himself has been subject of sanctions in 2019. I think the United States sanctioned him for human rights violation, including the executions that I mentioned. He had run against Rouhani, but lost. And he now says he's not going to waste a single moment in removing U.S. sanctions. He is going to take a very hard line, and he would like to strengthen Khamenei's hand, but also wants to succeed him. And he sees himself in this position would be a basis for him to run to be the next supreme leader. So he's 60 years old. He would be in the right age and was active in the 79 revolution and buys the fundamental values of the Islamic revolution. So he is looking to create a new image for himself, to be able to mobilize the people so that when the decision comes and gain the support of the Guardian Council and others. He was the announcement and the clear preference for him forced three of the seven candidates that are still in the race to pull out. Remember, they had to be approved from thousands of candidates by the Guardian Council and others. And the vote is going to take place on Friday. So 2 days before the election, they were dropping out, assuming that his election is a foregone conclusion.
Malcolm, do we get any indication from this Raisi choice of a change in the weather? Is this, he's a hardliner's hardliner. Isn't that what is already here? So there's no surprise.
Well, we've tried to portray and tell the listeners this story all along, that the parliament has been taken over and has been issuing and adopting legislation that is very, very hardline, including about the nuclear talks and including about the fact that the Iranians should go ahead and that they are. With the enrichment, we saw the latest statistics on the enrichment were very disturbing, that they had 6.5 kilograms of 60% enriched uranium and over 100 kilograms of 20% enriched uranium. This is on the basis of the parliament's decisions. And I think we're seeing the hardliners emerge at a time when the people are more and more rejecting the hardline. We know it. And I will tell you something. I think in the election, you may not get 20% of the turnout. The government has now turned the screws because there was supposedly a report, a study that showed that it was under 20%. They want to get it up to 40. They will declare 40% or 47%, even though it will probably be less than half of that, which is a statement on part of the people. It's a rejection of these guys and of the system.
We go to anti-Semitism, which is a global tragedy right now, but you will point to it particularly in Iran and in Qatar. What about Qatar?
These are, yeah, it's because it's so important to note. By the way, we should note also that Texas adopted IRA, the first state to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance definition with all its examples, which gives you a standard by which to match these acts. And Governor Abbott moved very swiftly on it, and I hope other governors will do the same, and certainly state and city legislators too. So the story is that Iran has been uncovered to have been operating anti-Semitic social media campaigns in the United States with the theme that Hitler was right and kill all the Jews. We saw this emerging, and nobody was clear exactly how, where it was coming from. But it seems that Time magazine has established that Iran has so-called troll farms in which fake accounts and anti-Semitic conspiracies are promulgated and that hate is instilled. We know that the U.S. intelligence said it was, they were also behind attempts to tarnish the former president before the election and to ongoing social discord in the United States. But online, they put out kill all the Jews at a rate of 175 times per minute. And Hitler was right as well. And they're amplifying their anti-Semitic messages in English. And there have been some very intensive studies done, particularly by the Network Contagion Research Institute, which demonstrates this. Qatar, on the other hand, we see the pattern in the universities that are based in Qatar, and there are several American universities that, including Northwestern, Georgia, Texas A&M, Mellon, Cornell, Virginia Commonwealth, also. And they have gotten them to issue statements, not only critical of Israel, but accusing Israel of apartheid, getting the faculty. The Qatar Foundation spends $405 million a year for satellite campuses of American universities in Doha. And they use that to project their messages. The Qatar Foundation International operates at schools where, and they don't have to register as a foreign agent. So it's looking, Qatar wants to exert itself more and more in position as a power player. They are using then their back, the universities that they host to gain these kind of statements, letters and others, which are so outrageous and demands that they fire any Zionist professor and a Zionist student be kicked out and that they back the BDS movement. So this is it's very disturbing when you get state-sponsored anti-Semitism at a time when we see so much of it emerging from other quarters as well.
President Biden is nominated for the ambassador to Israel, Tom Nodge. I believe you know him, Malcolm.
I know him very well. He's an old friend. We worked together in his previous positions, especially as Deputy Secretary of State for the Obama administration for 2011 to the 2013. He comes from Duluth, Minnesota. He is Jewish. He's very smart. He will play a critical role. He's not an easygoing guy. He's a guy who will really press his presence there. And, you know, he was known also to oppose congressional efforts during the Obama administration to limit U.S. support for UNRWA and UNESCO. But he will also be fair and somebody who cares about Israel, had relationships with a lot of the leaders of Israel before that. But filling the void is what's really important. If people can't get passports, the embassies don't function there and in other countries. I hear it from my European friends that the absence of U.S. ambassadors has, you know, creates havoc in the embassies.
Malcolm, Hamas has given an award to Houthis. They've honored the Houthis, and the Saudis are upset. Explain, please. We've got about a minute.
Okay, the Houthis are obviously the terrorist organization that has taken over much of Yemen. They've been launching attacks against Saudi Arabia. Hamas's leaders went there, and they gave an award to a member of the Supreme Council of the Houthis. The Saudis obviously protested very strongly. This is a further demonstration of the interlocking relationships, Hamas, Houthis, Hezbollah, others, all part of the Iranian network, and should be of concern to everyone because of the potential for what it means and for Iran then getting these advanced capacities, whether it's the ships or the conventional weapons, as well as the nuclear weapons. And Saudi Arabia called it a betrayal, and I'm sure there will be some consequences for it. The Iranians are talking about that resistance is the right path to liberate, meaning Palestine and Israel, but it's also the message to the Saudis.
Malcolm Holmline, Conference of Presidents. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.